Church of St. Leonard in Mosel. Church in Mosel, one of the oldest churches in the Kočevje region. The Church of St. Leonard in Mosel was built in Gothic style and was first mentioned in 1391. The church isn't large. It has just enough room and pews for religious festivals and Sunday gatherings of the residents of Mosel and the surrounding villages. It has an elongated nave and from three sides enclosed presbytery. In the middle nave, two chapels with straight finished walls were added. Along the south wall, there is a vestry. The church is covered with a red gable roof and the facade is yellow and white. Inside, there is a concrete core loft built on pillars and an entrance to the side chapels. Inside stand magnificent statues of Mary, Jesus, Joseph, and many other saints. Fragments of three-layer paintings from Gothic period were found in 2008 on the inside walls. Nowadays, the church is visited mostly by the villagers. People used it as a shelter against Turkish invasions in the 14th and 16th centuries. Villagers built a defensive wall around the church and cemetery. Later, it was pulled down because it wasn't needed anymore. In 1720, the church was restyled with Baroque elements for the first time. The church was extended and two side chapels were also built. The second restyling was more thorough and it took place in the middle of the 18th century. The church got a new Baroque altar and a vault. Restyling ended in 1764. In 1950, the church was ornamented with colorful stained glass windows. The church has an important role in art history as it is one of the Baroque restyled churches in the Kočevje region. The church's interior is as rich as its history. Rich decorations, paintings, frescoes, statues impressed me when I was a little girl. My opinion is that many people don't notice the church's special features. Its colorful stained glass windows, side chapels, and many other parts that are also important, because they are not aware of them. The church dates from the 16th century, so it is important from the historical point of view. And of course, I find it interesting.